first word.
Well, I just started, so back in the spoon. Welcome back to Spoon Talks. All right, well, I have Cameron Crockett.
Hello, guys.
You didn't have to introduce yourself.
My name is Cameron Crockett.
Okay, and we
have code name Cam Swaggy. You can follow me on Instagram if you want.
I'm
promoting myself frequently, if you can tell.
All right, anyways, and then we also have Pierce Peterson and Michael Majori.
How's it going?
So what did y'all say y'all were talking about?
Do you want me to talk about Batarax?
No, not Batarax, the Bang. The energy drinks.
Energy drinks are good.
The
Bangs are so good.
Let Mr. Peterson
Star Blast.
So, as many of y'all know, the popular. Oh, there's Luke Applewhite.
Oh, welcome.
Another Sinker Ranch Cougar.
Oh, yeah.
Bang Energy is this new energy drink that's super popular on the market.
Yes. I would say so.
Definitely blew up recently.
Definitely
within the last year.
Everyone at 24 Hour Fitness is consuming it, I'd
Back
say.
To what
no,
I
not
said.
Everyone.
And despite the common beliefs of how it's such a good drink for you due to its zero calories, people are, I guess I'd say, misguided by that.
Yeah.
See, there's actually two ingredients in Bang, high amounts of them, that when added together is very bad for the body.
It causes sodium
bezoate, I believe.
Bezonate.
There's no N in it.
Yeah, there's.
Bezonate. Anyways, and vitamin C.
What's wrong with vitamin C? It's a vitamin.
Yeah, but mixed with sodium bezoate is very bad for the human body. And can actually
vitamin C is bad.
With sodium
bezoate. How about you start listening to what he's saying, Todd?
And so, Bang has both of these ingredients in high doses, which has been proven to lead to heart problems.
Heart problems?
Yes, and cancer.
Cancer is heart problems.
But how do we know that if it just came out
has there been any studies gotten cancer from it?
Bang itself is new to the scene, but not the chemicals, obviously.
Yeah, those chemicals have been around forever.
No, I'm not saying the chemicals are new. I'm just saying
sodium bezoate
have people put those two chemicals together in a drink before, and it has been proven to cause cancer. Do you have anyone?
Do I have proof?
Where are the facts?
I don't have the proof on top of my head. However,
why we have these new things despite called the smartphones.
Sodium.
You know, look up this information on
Google.
But
endurance.
Yeah, benzoate.
Okay. Despite the negative things I just said, though, about Bang, find it very good for the creatine in it, which is some of the best creatine you will find on the market, honestly.
Really?
Because Bang found a way to attach the creatine to leucine, which is actually a BCAA.
What?
So you basically have creatine on steroids when you're drinking Bang.
That's live.
Yes,
that's why. That's why people like it.
Yes,
that's a lot.
It is some of the best creatine out there.
I mean, it causes cancer.
I just like it because the flavor.
So,
all right.
So it gives us cancer.
I really don't care about
it. It's okay
else.
Because it's the creatine that gives us.
It does taste good. That's the sodium bezoate,
A more common problem, however, is the combination of sodium bezoate and citric acid and or absorption acid of vitamin C. When these ingredients get together, they form benzenine. A cancer-causing chemical associated with leukemia and other blood cancers.
Point proven.
It is all in the Google search engine.
Now, like anything...
I didn't listen.
Well, you can listen.
Like anything bad for you, it's okay to have it in moderation. I'm just saying, some of y'all out there that are chugging 2-3 Bangs a day, you might want to reconsider, you know, substitute one of those for a water, you know? I would suggest 3 Bangs tops
in a week. Or y'all can even go further and... purchase a Bladderwrack and CMOS capsules.
Scratch everything Cameron just said.
All right, you know what? Actually, go ahead. Explain what that is.
For real? Okay.
What does it do?
Well, let me get my...
Is it only about allergies?
No. So, basically, the Bladderwrack, what that does is...
What is it?
It's like a... It's an herb.
So, you don't even know?
It's an herb. I just said it.
Okay, it's an herb.
It gets rid of, like, all of your... diseases and toxins in your colon and large intestine. So it basically flushes you out, and then the CMOS brings back all the... CMOS has 92 out of 108 minerals that your body needs. And just that one...
What about
herb.
The other, like...
16?
Yeah, 16.
I don't know.
What if those are the most 16 important?
No, they're not.
How do you know?
Because the whole 108 are the most important.
So
body
basically,
needs.
What are you gaining from doing all that? Like, what?
you flush out everything. You flush out all the mucus and toxins in your body with the bladder act, and then
even bad juju.
Yeah.
Like, what have my vibes been off lately?
Exactly.
Would that help?
No, definitely.
Do you actually think it would help?
I actually think
Cameron,
it would.
Cameron, do you also believe in those
I don't believe rocks? In anything. I don't believe in anything.
Do you believe
I know
in those
stuff.
Glowing rocks? Do you know like, those glowing rocks? Do they actually
salt
help?
Rocks?
Do salt rocks actually help?
What do you mean? Oh, like, I used to have one, and I used to lick it multiple times a day, but no, I don't think it actually helps.
So you were licking it for fun?
Yeah, I was just licking it for fun, you know? But that was also when I was a kid.
What about
have
you ever seen those misters where you put scented
Oh, like for
essential oils?
Essential oils.
I do like essential oils. I think
do you
that
have
actually,
one?
I do have some.
Do you ever just put the syrup in your mouth?
No, I actually put it on a bracelet where it absorbs, and then it's just on me for the rest of the day.
Oh.
Yeah, it smells good and it helps my body.
Do you, so really, you smell do you like really flowers all day?
I smell
like
perfume. Whatever the essential oil is supposed to smell.
So
like.
What?
Like, I have one that's
like
lavender, which is also
so you
is,
smell
which
like
is a flower.
Like a girl.
A lavender.
A what?
Like a girl.
Do girls smell nice? Some girls
some
do.
Of them.
I mean, I just don't know any like guys
Cameron,
that wear
ever
flowers.
Smelled a girl.
I have, but with their consent, obviously.
Of course.
I have never just gone up to a girl and smelled them. That would be rude, and borderline.
You definitely smelt a girl without her consent. All right,
let's
if a
get
girl
on a
walks
different topic.
Past you, you're gonna smell it.
Let's get on a different topic. That's kind of weird.
That's borderline. It's
just talks in the spoon, man.
Yeah, talks in the spoon.
All right, let's think of another topic.
Have y'all taken any pre-workout today?
I've taken Psychotic Gold once again.
Oh, what a surprise!
I have yet to indulge in my pre-workout.
Do you want me to hold the phone while you consume it?
I would love for you to do that.
Oh, I
this
shall.
This is actually a Bonafide Unleashed. Got it from Nutrition Depot on South Mason.
Oh, is it the sample?
No, it's actually, I got a full container.
This is North nice. Mason.
I believe it's the peach mango flavor. One of the best pre-workouts. Of
okay, so we're moving on to a new topic.
Oh my god.
Sorry if I was loud.
That's
going to
hurt everyone now.
Yeah,
right. I just did you get one?
Huh?
You were supposed to be looking up
I think
some topics to talk about.
Yeah, what are y'all doing?
All right.
What are y'all talking
that's
about?
Nice.
Oh, y'all are trying to find a topic?
He was just looking up random.
Okay.
Random
everyone, I recommend everyone that is going to college to do DoorDash while you're doing
no,
it in college.
Not
because
traveling.
It is the
no,
most flexible
like
money getting thing you could ever do.
No, that's stupid.
If you have a car, obviously. I mean, I don't think you can do it with your bike. But
you can.
Well, let's talk
you
about
can?
Febreze.
At least with Uber Eats. Uber Eats,
yeah.
You can't drive until you're 19, but they allow you to bicycle
okay.
food at 18.
That's a lot.
I actually considered it. I mean,
do you have a bike?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I mean,
why would
you,
you
wouldn't
it?
Be spending gas
wow.
money because it's a bike.
Exactly.
All your money just
so that's,
goes straight to profits.
Exactly.
Think
how,
about,
well,
think
I mean,
about
taxes.
When you dash.
So that's
how
the thing.
How exactly do you freaking capture Hawaiian Aloha into a
Febreze
scent.
Bottle? I know. That
and
is
it smells
that is
just like Hawaiian Aloha. It's amazing.
Have you ever been to Hawaiian?
I've never.
So ingredients
I've never been
include.
To Ujabur.
To where?
Ujabur.
Ingredients include odor eliminator, water, fragrance, and non-flammable natural propellant.
That is definitely flammable, though.
No, it's not.
If you put a lighter to that, yeah.
It's not.
I think
if it says non-flammable.
Let's try it.
Okay. Yeah, let's try it. Where's the lighter?
Oh, we don't have a lighter in this car. Oh,
okay, then never mind.
All right, well. I apologize to anybody that listened to this, but...
Yeah, it's probably not that interesting.
Yeah, we tried our best. We're a little bit off our game. Like, we're kind of tired.
Yeah, just hit us in the comments.
We've been hitting the 2-a-days. All right, goodbye.
All of our experience.
Impromptu recording podcast. Welcome. We are sitting here at Chipotle on Mason Road. I am right now devouring my Chipotle bowl with queso, steak, brown rice, and pinto beans, and pico. I don't know if y'all just heard that, but Pierce is showing us the side effects of those pinto beans, cuh.
Hell yeah. I mean,
oh. I thought it was my Powerade. I accidentally...
Todd just spilled water everywhere.
Actually, just spilled water everywhere.
Did you always do that?
Can you do that?
Do what? What dyes? Yeah.
ASMR.
No, no.
It's like a timeless of ice melt.
All right, now let's get into some real questions. Does a straw have one or two holes?
One.
Three.
That was See, I really don't understand what y'all mean by three.
Well, it actually technically has infinite holes.
No.
Yeah.
Infinite 2D holes.
Yeah, infinite 2D holes.
Well, a hole, I say two holes.
No. A hole is 2D.
Yes, but it doesn't have infinite 2D holes because it would have to be like a certain amount of thickness.
What are you talking about?
A certain hole. Because y'all are talking like this. There's just infinite stacking, right?
Well, that's true. Eventually, okay, but how big? It depends on how much you cut it, how small they are. How small you can
Oh, yeah, because a hole has to end somewhere.
Exactly.
So it doesn't even have a hole.
So it has one hole. No, a hole can't end somewhere, Cameron. A hole
it's
has
a
to
tunnel.
Come on one side and not the other.
No, no, no.
Yeah, it's a tunnel.
No.
How many holes does a tunnel have? That's the real question.
It has an entrance and an
it's
exit,
the same
just
thing.
Like a straw.
It exactly. says the same
but
thing as a straw.
But there's
so
two entrances and there's two exits.
That's true.
To a tunnel?
Yes, because one side can be an entrance but also be an exit.
Yeah.
So technically there's two entrances and two exits.
So how many holes are we talking?
And if you flip a straw over, that can also be an entrance. But on the other side it's an exit, so it's really confusing. Yo.
But we're talking about the hole, not entrances and exits.
Yeah.
We're talking about straws.
All right, then let's go back to the holes.
Yeah.
All right.
Is water wet?
Yes.
Yes, it's proven fact. Water is wet.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Dude, what? How good is this mic?
This is so hard.
Sorry, Mr. Mark. I'll try to bleep that out if I can. Okay.
I apologize, Mr. Mark.
Water. Okay, water, or the wet is H2O... particles.
Is fire hot?
H2O molecules, whatever you call it, surrounding each other, alright?
Yes, I know the definition
so
of wet.
If you have one H2O molecule, it can be wet.
Exactly.
But if you have a puddle of water, that's multiple surrounding each other.
So, say you have...
Nah.
All I'm your, gonna, all your pinto beans, right?
So,
I ate them all.
You put them together...
I like black beans.
I don't care what type of beans you like. I don't know what type of analogy I'm trying to go for here, but like, if the singular atom itself isn't wet, then water itself isn't wet, because water is only one H2O.
But water is not H2O.
Yeah, it is.
No. Water is water, and H2O is H2O.
That was a mind blow.
What does that even mean? I don't think you mean anything by that. I think you're just,
No, I'm saying...
You're pushing our buttons here.
No, I'm not pushing
but
your buttons at all.
But I'm agreeing, like, water is wet.
Yeah, water's wet.
Did we go to space? Did we land on space?
Nope.
Did we land on space?
You know what I mean.
Stanley Kubrick directed the moon landing.
All right, I don't know what that was,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, I don't know how that had relativity to...
That was literally what you said.
We were talking about Africa.
No way you said that.
Michael, you're pretty quiet over there in that corner.
I know we didn't.
Okay.
You're pretty quiet over there in that corner.
I literally said Stanley Kubrick, which is a director that didn't go into space, directed the moon landing. How could he direct the moon landing if he was on Earth and everyone else was on space?
What do you mean?
I didn't know that dude.
No, Stanley Kubrick, right?
He's the one who faked the moon landing.
He directed it.
Okay, yeah. Yes, stop raising your voice. We're already past that. I thought you meant that was like the leader NASA.
If you watch the movie The Shining,
yeah,
he's
the Shining director. He's
and there's references to
all. I don't know anything about
All Eyes Can See or something like that.
The intro to The Shining, the carpet's the same pattern as the like the metal on the aircraft.
It's literally like
the intro scene.
One of the only tapes that they showed on TV proves that it's impossible. The astronaut literally turns his head in the helmet and puts a thumbs up. Those helmets are.
Why can't you turn your head?
They don't turn. Once you like,
you have to turn the entire body.
Yeah,
what if they specially designed it?
Because they said they couldn't.
Yeah.
Like NASA said they couldn't.
But how do you know he wasn't turning his whole body and the suit just got stuck?
So then he would have died because
if
the helmet goes to a certain way, that means it's unlocked and then it just comes out. So he would have died.
No, he wouldn't have died because you don't even know if humans can breathe in space or not.
Actually, that's so true. We don't know if we can breathe in space. We don't even know if there's space.
How do we know that there's not gravity on the moon?
We don't even know that there's space.
Mr. Mark, if you heard that, I'll try to bleep it out again.
All like in a giant ant-like thing.
Like
an
in an anthill?
Dude, I stepped... And it's a lamp. The sun's just a lamp. And the
exactly.
Okay, how
and
many...
And they have a glow-in-the-dark little moon on
exactly.
their
Exactly!
In their room.
No, no.
But we're like, so microscopic.
Okay, listen. How many... How many ants do y'all think are in the world? I think
ants?
That the ants overpopulate us.
They
do.
Literally,
I smashed an ant hill one time, or like it was like a week ago. I'm not
one
gonna lie.
One ant hill consists of a
yeah. There was
ants.
A lot of ants.
One ant hill.
There's a lot. Like I thought I was gonna die. Like all of those ants could have covered my whole body, and I'd just be Ant Man.
Oh, from Rick and Morty.
One no, I thought that
ants.
Was a superhero.
No, remember Rick and Morty? Like, the dude that was made of ants?
I don't watch Rick and Morty.
He's like, 1 million ants! And then...
And, like, the fact that NASA claimed that they lost all the Apollo footage for every single Apollo case for 3 years?
Exactly.
How does the biggest, the only space institution lose files like that? It was over a million archives that they claimed to lose.
Right.
And then they came out with the space landing footage. Where he turns his head. And where... Oh, yeah.
When did we land on the moon?
1969.
1969? Well, you know, we need to find someone who was alive in 1969.
My mom. Or my mom was born.
When Armstrong comes down the ladder, it's three steps, and he jumps off on the high step, and he just comes straight down. Doesn't float at all. He just drops straight down to the moon.
They believe there's believed to be deep
and float like this if it was actually space.
10,000 trillion ants.
10,000 trillion? What?
It says, look, it says that trillion.
Oh
no,
my
no
gosh.
One actually knows how many ants are.
Yeah. It's not like they
there's.
Did
I mean, that's
exist.
Like a, that's a very broad guess.
Maybe they looked on ancestry.com.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
I thought there was a pun intended.
Nope, you're incorrect. Stop!
It was just satire.
What is satire?
I thought you learned from this parole.
What's satire?
Sorry, I spilled some water on the mic.
I just don't remember what she taught.
You want to come for a class
tomorrow? No.
Oh,
I mean, yeah, I have nothing better to do.
We're just watching a movie.
Cameron, aren't you busy, though? Like, you got stuff to do.
I got a DoorDash instead of a bed.
Yeah, he's got a DoorDash.
Oh, my God.
Like, Cameron, what do you do? I know you did some nukes today.
Yeah.
But on a normal day, you just sit at home.
No. On a normal day, I do nukes.
I haven't heard you talk about nukes since you got the job until today.
Why would I talk about it?
Do you still work there?
Bro, can I tell you about the car that flew the other day?
About the podcast.
No, it's still going.
Well, yeah, but like we just kind of got off topic.
But can I tell you about the car that flew the other day?
Tell the podcast.
About what?
The car that flew.
Oh, yeah.
But what I was saying earlier, that was correct. Can I tell y'all about the car that flew the other day?
Sure, yeah.
That's correct, right? That's correct.
Yes, we know what you're saying.
No, the car that flied.
The car that flied the other day.
Exactly, I'm correct now.
Flew away.
It's because I said it the other, like, the other
that
day.
Just tell the story.
Just tell the story.
I already told y'all. Oh, but I didn't tell the podcast. All right.
No, you didn't really tell us in depth.
Yeah. Okay, so basically, I was in a... What was it? It was Rosenberg, Richmond area. And there was this huge parking lot. And you know how some of those parking spaces have, like, little bumpers?
Like a curb.
Or like stoppers.
A
like
curb.
A little curb, but for that, like, for only
uh-huh.
one parking spot.
Uh-huh.
So he got impatient because there was a main road. But he got impatient, so he went into the parking lot and just started zooming. And as soon as, like, it was, like, 5 seconds of zooming, and he hit one of those stoppers, and just, he destroyed his front axle. And, like, no, literally, the entire front axle and his wheels came off and went behind.
Came off the car?
Like, went underneath and hit the bottom of the two back tires, and he flipped. Well, not flipped, but, like, he did that.
How do you not see, like, a big old bump in the road coming up?
Yeah, like,
I don't get it.
I don't know. He just couldn't
like,
wait.
Like, are you in
he
that much of a rush?
He couldn't wait for the exit. But yeah, that was scary. And I felt
That's
bad.
That's why you never rush places, kids.
But did you help him?
No, because I was in the middle of a delivery.
So wow, you get three dollars for being a good citizen.
Actually, it was $10.
That's so bad.
Bro, my first delivery of Richmond, the delivery fee itself was... Hey, I'm talking here. The delivery fee itself was $8, and she gave me a $10 tip. For only one delivery. I made $18 in one delivery.
But what type of food was it?
It was just like, I don't know. It was like Carrabba's or something.
How far was it?
Like, bro, gas is super cheap.
Yeah.
Okay, but if, like it was if it's a farther drive, they're going to tip more.
That wasn't a far drive, though. No. It was maybe a 5-minute drive.
Okay, that's what I was asking. I wasn't worried about your gas.
So what did you ask?
I asked.
Maybe she tipped you a lot because it was far.
No, but it wasn't. That's the thing. That's why I'm so...
Because it was Carrabba's.
They didn't look like they're rich either. They looked like they were like hoarders.
You don't have to be rich to tip $10.
Like maybe $30?
That sounds about right. 20%. Yeah.
No.
I don't know. Percentage.
20% would be $6. They gave you an extra $2.
They gave me $4. An extra $4.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
You're on top of the world.
Plus, the like they have to pay a lot more than just that.
Yeah, I know.
The delivery fee, the tax.
They paid like $50.
DoorDash is overpriced.
Yeah, exactly.
Give you free shipping.
Unless you use promo code PeteBoster.
No, I don't use that.
Hilarious. This is a little intermission break. Enjoy this sweet sound of this ASMR.
Alright, that's enough, that's enough, that's enough.
We definitely get AIDS.
Mr. Mark said no ASMR.
Really?
Wait, yeah. Really? Did he actually? No. Well, we're at 13 minutes.
We're at like 12:55. Alright, we're probably gonna sign it off there. Everyone's done eating.
I'm not.
Had our laughs.
Here's
Alright.